Here we're standing at the guest house of Fleurly. It is called Ingenieur Messe. This was the place where they hosted engineers and representatives of the power station and government officials. And these people staying here were very well cared for, often by women in the village who would make their food and their beds. Now this house was built in 1917 already, and for that time it was unique. It had wash basins in every room, and in the basement there was a water closet. What's unique about the house today is that much of the interior is still pretty much authentic and untouched since the 1920s. We rent it out as Fleurly Historic Hostel. So back in the times when this was a living community, this house here, the Ingenieur Messe, as well as the big yellow house lower in the village, were the places where the villagers had parties. So there's many good pictures of parties in this house. And from the pictures you can tell how the people enjoyed themselves here. Many of the previous inhabitants of Fleurly, they really talk about the great atmosphere that was here back then in the 50s, 60s, 70s and also in the 80s. It's probably because it was a close community. People took very well care of each other and included each other. There was great solidarity here. In 1927, when the municipality of Stavanger took over the power station here in Fleurly, they planted an oak here at the Ingenieur Messe. It's the big oak standing. And when you walk up to it, in the front of that oak, you see a small plaque. Go up and read it.